The College Experience American East College Basketball Conference Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 free bet on the Texans-Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag. Promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Welcome to the College Experience American East Conference Preview for college basketball. My name is Colby Swingin' Danterbase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick, and we are picking the American East. What a fun conference, huh? I mean, how can you hate on this conference? How can you hate? Remember the years of the Catamounts of Vermont pulling off that upset. Who was that against? Syracuse or Kansas? I forget. But they upset someone in the tournament. Albany's been a good team before, scared some teams before. And then how can you forget you can't forget the UMBC Retrievers and Ryan Odom, Dave Odom's son, entering year five. And he is what? Come on, that Virginia game. That was amazing. That'll live on 100 years from now. A 16 beating a one. Shout out to the American East for keeping it just old school basketball. I love it. I love watching it. And yeah, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, we handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game. So make sure you subscribe. And we release a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com where we pick every single Division I college football, college basketball game. We also tweet this out. We've been over 500 each season, picking every single game. So for each college basketball season, we've been over 500. For each college football season, we've been over 500. And then we have our locks there that are way over 500. And we give all of that away for free because we don't charge for picks like those hacks you see on TV. So please subscribe. We're available on all platforms. Tell a friend, check out our other stuff. We're breaking down every conference in college basketball. I'm excited to bring it to you. And I say we, because me and my co-host Patty C and NC Nick, who are not on this episode, but they are on majority of the episodes on the College Experience. All right. So just like the other conferences, I'm going to break down my projections on how this conference will go. I actually think it's interesting. I've read a few different publications projecting this conference, and I see eye to eye on a lot of the stuff here. A lot of times I like to try to find something that they're not seeing. This one, I'm just going to start from the top. I think the play here is you got to think that the Catamounts of Vermont are the top team to beat here with John Becker's squad entering year 10. Yeah, I think you look at this roster and it's the best roster there. You know what I mean? Like, they're bringing back Steph Smith at the point guard spot, which I love, a veteran point guard in this conference. 14 points per game. He's their leader. Also, they're bringing in a slew of transfers, but the main thing is Steph Smith. I think he's the nucleus of this team. Their big man, Ryan Davis as well, just shy of 10 points. And like I said, bringing in Bernie Andre, Northern Arizona Lumberjack transfer, where at NAU, he averaged 11 points per game and just about 7 boards. So that's going to be key. Also, Ben Shungu, back redshirt senior at the point guard. That's another thing. They're starting 5 upperclassmen. But Shungu's back at the 2 spot, and then Robbie Duncan, a junior, at the 3 spot. Now, Duncan's going to have to up his game a little bit. I think it would be pushed if not because they got some more transfers coming in. Thomas Murphy, a transfer from Northeastern. Justin Mazzulla, a transfer from George Washington, who's still waiting on a waiver, might I add. So we'll see how that works. Further along on that bench, you got Bailey Patella, senior. And that's what stands out to me too, is not only do they have upperclassmen and a good starting five, that should be a good starting five at least. They got some depth. They got some depth. So Bailey Patella, Aaron Deloney, and Isaiah Powell give them a little bit of luxury on the bench. Even Duncan DeMuth and Eric Beckett. Only got one freshman they're breaking in on the team, Lefebvre, and I don't know how much time he'll get, but he is 6'9", so perhaps he can get some burn. But Steph Smith, the one you want to circle, and the reason why I truly have Vermont at the one spot, at the two spot, and it's been fun to watch some of these games when they play each other, is I got the Retrievers of UMBC. And I think if you look at this roster, you can find plenty of reason why they could be number one. And I'll start off with the fact that, well, they get Darnell Rogers back. He only played four games a season ago. He's a senior. He's only 5'2". Only 5'2", but 14 points a game. But you know, that means the guy's got some grit. At the two guard spot, RJ Idle Rock, 11 points a game. So the backcourt could be solid. Also LJ Owens at the three spot, just shy of 10 points a game. The one you want to circle that really, I think he needs to really step up to help his team is Daniel Aiken at 5.6 points a game at the power forward spot. The center, Brandon Horvath, you might remember him. He was a part of those teams when they beat Virginia, 11 points a game, 7 boards. It's a good starting five for the Retrievers. You got to like it. On the bench, they even have Keandre Kennedy, who is a good bench. I mean, he'll provide instant scoring and help to this team. Him and Dimitri Spasovic, both will contribute well. They're counting on an AU transfer, an American transfer, Jacob Bunyasith, 7.7 points a game at American. So if he can come in and contribute to help, that even makes them deeper. They also have a couple JUCO transfers, Enrico Quinton and Seisman Wojcik. Them and then Nathan Johnson. Once again, they only have one freshman. So much, much more senior, upperclassman ridden team, the Retrievers. I expect them to push the Catamounts, and I can't wait to watch both them play. UMBC actually opens up at Georgetown, and I think, call me crazy, they could be a live dog. They could be a live dog in that game tomorrow. So keep an eye on that game. I'm going chalk with number three. I think you gotta go with the Great Danes here. What a great name. This is one of the better conferences for names. You got the Retrievers. Everyone loves a Golden Retriever or just a Labrador Retriever. You got the Catamounts. You got the Riverhawks. The fuck is a Riverhawk? Is that different than a normal hawk? I don't even know. The Highlanders. That's a classic movie. Rest in peace to Sean Connery. The Seawolves. I mean, the Great Danes. Are you kidding me? Even the Black Bears. Gotta love that. Where was I at though? I'm going on a tangent. Albany. I think Albany is still of this tier where they're going to be able to play with UMBC in Vermont. I love the fact that they're bringing back Cameron Healy at the point guard spot. He's a redshirt junior. So entering year four, essentially, or part of year four right now, 14.2 points per game, 4 boards, 2.5 assists. He's key. I love to have great guard play in this conference. Him and Antonio Rizzuto at the 2, 7.7 points per game. And then Trey Hutchison at the 3. Now here's the scary part for Great Dane fans, the 4 and the 5 kind of question marks. Yes. Experienced fourth year players, Adam Loka and Brent Hank, but can they do anything, especially against the other bigs in this conference? We don't know. They need to up their game. I'm looking forward to watching that. They also add a bunch of transfers on the bench. Chuck Champion coming over from Loyola Marymount, 4.6 points a game, grad transfer. Also Kellen Taylor from Duquesne, which I like Duquesne's team. I watched him a lot. Taylor didn't get a lot of burn, so he doesn't stand out to me. But in this conference, I think he'll get his chances. And Jarvis Doles from Drexel coming in. Same with CJ Kelly from Norfolk State. That's going to make this team have a good amount of depth. I also think they return JoJo Anderson and Sam Schaefer from a year ago. So I think this team's going to have a little bit of depth. They got a JUCO transfer and Jamel Horton coming in, only one freshman as well. So I think Albany has all the potential, if they can just get the bigs figured out, to push UMBC and push Vermont for that top spot. All right. At the number four spot. Actually, before I get to the number four spot, I want to tell you guys that the College Experience American East Preview is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. Thanksgiving is about traditions, like turducken with mashed potatoes and betting on football with MyBookie's Turkey Day Free Play. Yeah, MyBookie's third annual Turkey Day Free Play returns Thanksgiving Thursday. It's your chance to bet up to $250 risk-free on the early Thanksgiving Day game between the Lions and the Texans. The Turkey Day Free Play is a no-risk, all-gravy wager on the full game spread. You pick the right team and you win. And if you lose and your team's upset, and you're upset, your bet up to $250 is refunded before the next afternoon game kicks. So new players will get their first deposit matched halfway, all the way up to $1,000 as well. And that's just to help add even more excitement to the greatest football weekend of the year. That's right. Make your first deposit and get extra cash you can use on parlays, teasers, and props all weekend long. Use the promo code SGP in order to claim your bonus and your free bet. And the best part is that's only the beginning of the weekend. MyBookie has promotions all holiday weekend. They got the Turkey Day Free Play Thanksgiving Thursday. That rolls into Black Friday boosted odds. And it finishes the holiday strong with buy one, get one free Cyber Monday Night Football. That's why at MyBookie they call football season winning season. Check it out now. No risk. All gravy, baby. Don't forget to use the promo code SGP to claim your freebies only at MyBookie.ag. All right. Where are we in the East? I am going to stay. I actually think this team could. If there's one team that's going to further back that could really scare the bigs, that the top three that traditionally have been the top three, keep an eye out on the Wildcats of New Hampshire and Bill Heron's. He's been there 16. This is his 16th season. That's awesome. First out, shout out to that. And they only lose Mark Carbone from a season ago. And they returned three players that averaged double digits from a season ago. They got five upperclassmen starting. I like to see that. I mean, look at these forwards between Sean Sutherland, 13 points a game, 9 boards. Nick Guadamara. I don't know how to pronounce that shit. 13 points a game, 7 boards. And then also Jaden Martinez at 11 points, 7 boards. I mean, that's a dynamic front court. At the guards, you got Maltzby at the point, 6'3". I like that. Just shy 9 points, 4 boards and 3 assists and a 1 steal a game. That's good. And then Josh Hopkins at the 2 at 10 points per game. I mean, this starting five is really, really, really good. Watch out for New Hampshire. On the bench, you got a fifth-year senior in Chris Lester. I imagine he's going to be the first guy to get minutes on this team. But they also have, these names. Blondeo, Chicken Angle, who's a redshirt freshman, only played 5 games a season ago. 6 points a game, though. He can add them. He'll give them a much-needed depth. And then also they're waiting on some waivers for a Bowling Green transfer and a Houston Baptist transfer. So if they get them, then they're really deep. But also they do have Meekness Payne coming back as well, I should mention. So, New Hampshire, keep an eye out on New Hampshire. Could be a tough out. After that, I am going to take you to the Highlanders of NJIT. Yes. You look at this team and they bring back Zach Cooks. I mean, I don't need to say much more than that. The guy averaged 20 points a game, 5 boards, 2 assists, and 2 steals a season ago. Kid's a stud. He's going to be accompanied by San Antonio Brinson at the forward spot, 11 points, 5 boards. I expect him to up his game. And then at the big spot, Solomon Diakite, 8 points a game, 9 boards, 2 blocks. Watch out for NJIT. Those three right there. Now they're bringing in a JUCO transfer that's scheduled to start in Dylan O'Hearn. Don't know how he'll project. Interested to watch that. And also the 2 guard spot, Diego Willis, just 3 points a season ago. He's going to have to up his game. They also got another JUCO transfer on the bench in Miles Coleman. But they do have a couple. I mean, they're waiting on a waiver from Butler from Austin Peay. If they get him, that's big. But also Xavier Mayo. He got some burn last year. Now he didn't light it up or anything, but hey, it's good to have players with experience. Also DeGraff.
Kel DeGraff, 5 points a season ago, and he's big. So they're going to have some height on this team. So NJIT would be my fifth best play, or my projected team to come in fifth. At the sixth spot, I'm going to take a shot on UMass Lowell. They return, Obadiah Noel, who averaged 18 points, 5 boards, 3 assists, and almost 2 steals per game. That's a stud. After that, you got Connor Withers. So those two and Ron Mitchell returning. Now these are some underclassmen on the starting five, 3 underclassmen, only 2 upperclassmen, but Ron Mitchell, Noel, and Withers are going to make a pretty lethal connection there. Now the point guard spot, bit of a question mark with Bryce Daly. Hopefully he can contribute. He sat out last year. Also, they're getting an Arkansas State transfer in Salif Boudé, 5th-year senior though. Maybe he can contribute on the bench. They're also breaking in they got a couple transfers here. They're waiting on a waiver from Gregory Hammond from Rhode Island, but they got a Tulane transfer in Charlie Russell Jr. He didn't do much at Tulane, but hey, it's a fresh start. And also Darian Jordan Thomas from Wagner, where he contributed pretty well at Wagner. And I think he could be a good bench player for this team. And also Alan Blunt is back. He was a solid bench player a season ago. Same with Khalil Thomas. So I'm going to take UMass Lowell, the Riverhawks, and Pat Duquette's team in year 8 to finish at the 6th spot. And before I get to the 7th spot, I want to tell you guys that the College Experience American East preview is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. Mm-hmm. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus only on the top tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. If it's NFL, you choose 10 of the available 20 player props to build your lineup. If it's PGA, MLB, or esports, you choose 5 of the available 10 player props to build your lineup. Each prop is assigned a fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit. You hit the most props, rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes weekly and is awarded over $1.6 million in cash prizes. Use the promo code SGP when you sign up today and you will receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit with a 4x rollover. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Google Play Store or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. And don't forget that promo code SGP. All right. At number 7, I'm going to take you to Stony Brook. Geno Ford squad. Geno Ford in year 2. So, I mean, big year. I mean, yeah, big year. I mean, I thought they actually overachieved year 1. So perhaps he can do it again in year 2, but this, talk about a team full of transfers. And I know it's a common theme, but this one is just, all right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 transfers. it makes it incredibly hard to project from my point of view. Their top returning player is their big man, Muhammadu Gaye, 5th-year senior, 7 points, 7 boards, 2 blocks. That's impressive. Other than that, they return their 2-guard, Tyler Stevenson Moore. He's only a sophomore, so he didn't start any last year. They lost a ton last year, or from last year's squad. So he averaged 4 points a game, and on the bench, they have Tavin Pierre-Philippe, him and Jordan McKenzie and Alex Christie. They're familiar with the program. Now everyone else, I mean, I guess this is the one to circle here. Juan Felix Rodriguez. Why can't I talk? He's a JUCO transfer at the point guard spot. I like a good point guard in this conference. I think they're going to need a good point guard in this conference. So circle him. They got Manhattan transfer in Green coming at the 3 spot, projected to be at the 3 spot. He averaged 10 points at Manhattan. So I think that will transition well to Stony Brook. A Dayton transfer in Frankie Pulicelli. And he didn't do much at Dayton, but hey, Dayton was maybe the best team in the country last year before COVID hit. They got a Mount St. Mary's transfer in Omar Habway coming in, 6 points a game there. He's a senior. I expect him to be a key role player on this team. Also an Akron transfer in Jaden Sales. and JUCO transfer Jawan White and a few other JUCOs, Muhammad Diallo, Leighton Elliott Sewell. It makes it really hard to project this team. So I penciled them in at the seven spot just based off of, I think the coach is solid. And yeah, give me Stony Brook at the Seawolves at the seven spot. At the eight spot, I got Vin Baker's old alma mater. Yeah, you remember Vin Baker? Now, they just had their game, I believe, canceled against UMass. But I got not the Hartford Whalers. I got the Hartford Hawks and John Gallagher squad entering year 11. John Gallagher. Look, I mean, you got to like this. Talk about, they're like the opposite of Stony Brook because they're bringing back almost everybody. Yeah, they have two transfers. All right. But as far as like on their starting five, PJ Henry. Now, he didn't start for them last year, but he's been with the program. 3 points a game. Now circle him. I'm nervous about, you know, unproven point guard play here. So going to circle him. I think it'll be key to Hartford's success. If they have it, you know, it's going to make or break their season. But after that, Moses Flowers at the two, we know he's good. 10.4 points a game, 1.1 steals. Hunter Marks, 11 points a game, 6 boards, 1 steal. Those guys are key. Even the big man, Miroslav Staffel, 9 points a game, 4 boards. We know that those guys are going to be fine. Even DJ Mitchell at the guard spot as well, 6 points a game. So I like what they're returning. Now, can PJ Henry make it work at the point? Can John Gallagher get that game, get him to raise his game up? Also, the Marist transfer, Austin Williams, 5 points a game there. He's going to be a key player on this team, I think. They're waiting on a waiver from a Colorado transfer, Jacob Dombeck. Perhaps if they get him, he can add some height to this team. And then Michael Dunn on the bench, junior, just 3 points a game a season ago, but he can add some much needed depth. The rest is four freshmen, but I like what they're bringing back. So I will take Hartford at that eight spot. Before I get to 9 and 10, I want to tell you that the College Experience is also brought to you by Ace Per Head. You ever thought about starting your own sports book, but don't know how? Well, guess what? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sports book. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They got top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. All right. Final two spots. I'm going to take a gamble here. This team was horrible last year. This team was horrible, but I'm going to trust the pedigree of the Bearcats of Binghamton. And Tommy Dempsey entering what, year 9? I'm just going to take a shot. I'm going to take a gamble that they don't finish in the cellar. I'm just hoping they don't finish in the cellar because I like the fact they're bringing back George Tinsley, 12 points a game, 7 boards, 1.1 steals, 1.1 blocks. Circle him if you're playing him. And also Brenton Mills, just shy of 10 points a game at the guard spot. Now they are counting on Thomas Bruce, the redshirt senior, sat out last year to make an impact. 11 points, 9 boards from a season ago. Hopefully he can get 2.1 blocks. So if they get him playing at that level, that's a good nucleus of a team there. Now the big question mark, once again, point guard spot, a Green Bay transfer and Hunter Crist coming in. I don't know what to say about that. He averaged 2 at Green Bay. That's going to be a big spot there. Also, Hakan Jarmason at 4.4 points per game at the two guard spot. Those guys are unproven. The backcourt is completely unproven, but I like the front court there. On the bench, they're bringing in a Howard transfer to Akuo. Hopefully he pans out, and then the Charlotte transfer in Tyler Bertham and a JUCO transfer, Bryce Beamer. And also they're waiting on a waiver for a Manhattan transfer, Christian Hinkson. Jesus. 7.2 points a game, 5.5 boards. He could be a big addition to this team if they get that waiver. If not, their best returners are Yarden Willis and Dan Petkesh and Adore Atue. But I actually think this team's got there. I think they have the potential to not finish in last. So give me Binghamton to finish at the 9 spot. Yes. The Bearcats at the 10 spot. I'm going to go with the, unfortunately, the Black Bears of Maine. I would love to see this program come up some. They're a good college football team in the FCS. But when I look at Maine, they got question marks. Sure, they have Pridjovic coming back at the four spot. He averages 11 points a game, five boards. Everything else to me is somewhat of a question mark. On the bench, I like seeing they got Vilgot Larsen. I'm surprised they're projecting him to be on the bench, because I would personally start him. But Stefan Ingo penciled in to start at the big man spot. They're breaking in a freshman. Two freshmen are starting. I don't have tape on these freshmen, so it's hard to get a gauge here. But on the bench, I mean, at the two guard spot, Jashante Wright McClash, he's penciled in to start. I don't know much about him. 2.7 points per game as a freshman. He's a sophomore now. The bench does have players that have played in games, so you like that angle. Yagadin has gotten some burn, 4.3 points a game. Okoa, 3.1. Antoms, Mix Antoms, 2.1. Solomon Illumide, 2.1 points a game. Radkovic, 2 points a game. But I mean, it's hard to tell. Let's say Larson's the one to circle on the bench, and perhaps that, you know, these freshmen, Matthew Fleming, and then the KC transfer, that's going to tell the season for the Black Bears. So I'm going to pencil them in at 10th. Think Binghamton's going to get them. They're going to get them. All right, guys, this is our American East Conference preview. If you're a first time listener to the College Experience, I mentioned previously, but we're available on all platforms. You can listen to podcasts. So please, if you can, make sure you check out the podcast and subscribe. We're available on all platforms. We handicap every single Division I college basketball and college football game, release it on a spreadsheet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Been over 500 picking every game every year, and been way over 500 on our lock. So check them out. I don't charge for picks. I won't charge for picks. The only thing I will try to ask you for is your kindness. If you can, it's COVID. I know you're stuck at home. So please, if you can, get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review talking about how good we are, and take a screen. I mean, let me explain why that's essential, because sponsors often look at the comments. They want to see people engaged with that podcast they're thinking about investing in. So if you go leave that 5-star review, then a sponsor probably checks it out and says, "Hey, people like these idiots," and boom, it's a perfect formula. And then we get paid more and we give you more content on all this stuff. So it's a beautiful system if you just help us out a little bit here. All right. I'm not charging for picks, even though I have a percentage that hits where I should charge for picks, apparently, because every time I go to Vegas, everyone tells me I should do that shit. Anyway, please, if you can, and if you do leave a 5-star review, take a screenshot with your phone, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I'll enter you in a raffle, a David Stern style raffle, to win a College Experience t-shirt. I say that because you will win. It's a rigged game. You will win a College Experience t-shirt. I'll send it to you in the coming weeks. So please do that at the Colby D on Twitter. My co-host that normally join me, Patty C, he's on Twitter at Patty C831. He makes all the picks with us. Same with NC Nick, makes all the picks with us. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Check out all of his writings over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Great writer there. And also he does the DraftKings podcast with me. So check out the draft. Come play DraftKings with us, college basketball and college football. A lot of fun, couple bucks. And you get to kick back and bullshit with us and a bunch of other degens. So it's a fun time. And also you can use that lineup to play in the big games. I mean, I won for $300 a couple weeks ago, gave that lineup on air, and I was actually winning 10 grand for majority of the day before Keaton Slovis had a questionable fourth quarter. So this is the College Experience, American East style. You better start thinking about yours, and we out.